Did you catch Damon and Molly this week?
Hello, welcome to the podcast. Hi.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi.
Nice to see you.
Yeah.
That's great to have you here.
It is. Thanks for listening to the podcast.
This is
very
what we
nice.
Do at the end of every week. We collect all the best bits. We handpick this stuff for you like a fine grape into a wine. The analogy kind of works. Kind of.
You can tell it's a Friday with that type of analogy.
It's been a long, loose week. I mean, even though we've only had 4 days, Molly, we are jam-packed full of content today. I've stolen popcorn this week. I've been disrespectful. You've had a report card written about you.
And I split my pants.
Yeah, earlier in the week as well, Shane Crawford called me David.
Yeah.
Which was a real issue.
My favourite part of the week was when your darling daughter Hazel corrected me.
Yeah, a text in correction, 5.5, not 5.
Yeah, I'm really sorry I got that wrong.
Get your facts straight on this show. It's the podcast, David and Molly.
On the weekend, my parents came over to help me with some jobs around the house.
Sue and G, they love spending some time.
And this is the first time in a long time that I have lived close to my family.
It's exciting.
Yeah, because I have moved around.
I'm sure they love it too.
Yeah, and they do. It's really nice to be able to lean on them for those types of things. Like, oh, I don't know how to fix this. I actually have someone who can come and help me.
Dad feels important coming in.
Oh, it's just fabulous. So we were doing some cleaning while we were at it, and I've had the vacuum out for weeks. You know how you get it out and then you just never do anything with it.
Good intentions. Good intentions.
And Mum was trying to get the vacuum working, and I was like, yeah, it's just a terrible vacuum. It doesn't work well. And
is it okay? I'll stop you there. Is this the old, like, going to revert to being a kid and try to, like, come on, Mum, Dad, buy me a new vacuum cleaner?
No. This is not where the story's going. Basically, I bought this vacuum cleaner when I lived in Melbourne, and it was really, really small because I didn't have anywhere to store it.
Sure.
And I paid a decent amount of money at the time. It's not like a fancy Dyson or anything, but it's not a Kmart one either.
Sure. Middle ground.
Yeah. And Mum's like, have you ever cleaned out the bag?
Stop it.
What bag?
Proper old school vacuum cleaner still with a vacuum bag in it. Or is it? Does it just have a canister that you can open? Well, it's got a proper bag?
I didn't even know how to open the vacuum.
How long ago did you purchase this vacuum cleaner?
2016.
Oh, my God. You've had a vacuum cleaner for 5.5 years and you've never cleaned it out. How little vacuuming have you done? Oh, my God.
We opened it. I just never thought about it. I don't know why, but I'd never thought about it.
Where do you think the dust goes?
I don't know, Damon. I just didn't think about it, okay? I don't vacuum that much. And
yeah, it shows.
No, in my defence, that vacuum was in storage for... Ooh, how long? At least 3 years.
That's still 2.5 years with no clean out.
Yeah, but maybe 3 is a stretch. Anyway, we opened it up. At one point I was like, do I have to get everything out of here? Like, is this a one bag only? Like, I didn't know what to do.
Was it actually like a bag system? Like, you pull out the bag and chuck the bag? Did you have any spares?
But I thought you had to get it out. Like, I thought you had to get the stuff out, like the soot and the hair and whatever. And I thought, I'm going to have to empty this. And I was outside by the bin with Mum trying to get everything out of it with a stick. And it was just like everything I'd vacuumed up in all these different lives that I've had, all these different houses. Like, when I was a kid's entertainer, I used to have a lot of, like, glitter and all that sort of stuff. It was like... It all came out in the series of events. Like, it was just, at first it was like just soot and stuff. And then it was like, oh, now we're into the kids' entertainer era because there's like little stars
it's like fossils.
And stickers and like glitter and stuff.
Are your parents worriers? Like, do they worry about you?
I think we all worry about me.
Oh, I think we do now. On the other side of the long weekend, Molly, we were recording our end of week podcast. If you've never caught this before, search Damon and Molly on your favourite podcast app, powerfmsa.com.au. We smoosh together all the best bits of each week.
Yeah, it's so fun. I love recording those little bits.
Well, post the podcast, you had brought up about a show that you were watching called Younger.
It's really good.
And you had mentioned the fact that, well, when you had started watching it, you didn't really have any friends.
I started watching that show when I was in Port Augusta, up there for my last radio gig, and I had no friends. And I thought, if I start watching a series, maybe I'll have something to look forward to on the weekends.
And now, all these time later, still no friends?
Oh, well, I've moved again and I never thought I would. And I'm living in the Adelaide Hills now, as a lot of the listeners already know. And I mean, I'm from this area, so I have my friends that I went to high school with and whatever, and family, which is nice. But it's just weird when you watch a show over a period of your life and then it comes to an end and you just think, oh, what do I do now?
I hear what this is.
What?
It's a cry for help. If you would like to apply to be Molly's friend, send us a message through our Power FM SA Facebook page. We are taking applications. Tell us a little bit about yourself. What are your characteristics? What do you like? What don't you like? We'll see how you gel with Molly on a purely friendship sense and then set you up. Great. Love it. I heard you cry for help. I'm here to help you. Brilliant.
Oh, God. How so funny.
A quest has begun.
Yeah.
A quest to find you some friends.
Always open for new friendships, for sure.
Now, we will think about how we're going to put this together. I think we're going to need a little bit more of a formal system rather than just sending us a message through our Power FMSA Facebook page. So I'm going to work behind the scenes today to try to get something set up for you.
Yeah, okay. I'm suggesting it's a Facebook group.
Well, good one.
Yeah.
I think that'll actually work well, because the great thing about that is when you can set up a Facebook group so that when you join, you have to answer a series of questions.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, I've already got some firm requests.
Really? Okay. We will get to that. But I think it's important, Molly, that if we are trying to find you some friends, that people will know who you are.
Okay.
Now, if people have been listening to this show for a couple of months, yeah, you'll have known Molly. You kind of know some of her characteristics. But let's just put it down plain and simple. Molly, I just want you to give me a couple of like clear pieces of information, please. This is for everyone that's thinking, do I want Molly Rose as my friend? Firstly, a couple of likes. What's something Molly likes?
Naps. I don't know. Animals.
Naps
being outside.
Great. All right. A couple of dislikes.
Peas. being cold.
Uh-huh. Good.
Sport.
All right. Great. Okay. What is your star sign, Molly Rose?
You know my star sign.
Don't put this back
God,
on me.
He doesn't know.
Stop putting it back on me.
You don't know.
I've got to write this down.
Well, somewhere. I tell you who's not getting accepted into Molly's friendship group. It's Damon Adams.
What does your star sign mean exactly?
I'm a Virgo.
Uh-huh. I would not have guessed that.
Yeah, well, you're an Aquarius. Of course you wouldn't. No. Yeah, I'm a Virgo. But I don't care what my friends' star signs are. I only care about my lovers' star signs.
What would be your idea of a great catch-up with friends?
Oh,
what would you do with friends if you were having a great catch-up?
I don't know.
A cafe,
depends.
Restaurant,
yeah, whatever.
Movie?
I like doing things. I feel like I'm somewhat adventurous, but I'm also in for just having a conversation. You know, like actually having a proper conversation. None of this surface-level stuff. Let's get to it.
Love it. Two more questions. Cuisine you like? Let's say, you were catching up with a friend and going to a restaurant. I would like to eat this type of food.
Oh, whatever. I mean, I like Mexican. Probably okay. My favourite.
Great. And finally, a song that gets you dancing.
I've already given it to you.
Yeah,
fire
it's
it
this
off.
One.
How fun.
All right. All right. Earth, Wind & Fire. CDB also did a great cover of this song. Okay,
don't we all feel better hearing that song? good.
Your shoulders are moving. All right. So that is Molly.
Yeah.
So now we have to devise this Facebook group platform for everyone else to send in their applications to tell us about themselves, and then the connections will start to happen. Molly will find some friends.
I'm so excited. I'm thinking we could have like an event. We could have some kind of morning tea and bickies.
At a Mexican restaurant. It has been a stressful time of the year for teachers, Molly, because now is the time that a lot of them have been working hard, particularly across the long weekend, but the last couple of weeks to write their semester one reports.
So that means you're looking ahead at that 2-week break thinking,
well earned.
Yeah.
When they just reset and start to plan for everything else. Don't be sassy towards teachers. You know where that gets you.
I haven't said anything.
Oh, I don't know. It was insinuated.
Again. I just think it would be so good if the whole world operated like that. I haven't said that they don't earn it. There's a reason I dropped out of teaching 1 week in. I thought, this is too hard. And it's a lot of overtime and
that's right.
Worry, and you're like responsible.
Well, particularly around this time, there's a lot of overtime put into reports. And at home, my wife, Lauren, she's a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So at this time of year, she has been working hard over the last couple of weeks to get these done. And I felt like, oh, maybe I need to show her a little bit of solidarity at home. Who can I write a report for? I've got these skills. I've written so many reports over my time. I know what I'll do. I'm going to write a report on my mate, Molly. I think it's important to give you some feedback and, you know, to let you know how the first 4 months on air have gone together.
So should I be writing one for you as well?
You don't have the skills. Now, in a normal semester one report, you might get a comment for English and maths, but nah, we're not going to do that this time around.
I'm expecting this to be the most extensive, hardcore piece of writing.
Well,
since you've spoken yourself.
Are you ready? Because firstly, we're going to go through your attitudes and basic skills and understanding. This is the part of the report where you get one of four pieces of assessment.
Mm-hmm.
You either get consistently, often, sometimes, or rarely. Here we go. Firstly, contributes to discussions. Consistently. You're always in there with an opinion, something to say, which is great. You're on radio after all. Follows directions and instructions rarely. Bit of a loose cannon you are.
What do you mean, though? Why?
I don't know. You just kind of do things your own way. Don't always necessarily follow the line. Shows emotional resilience sometimes. You know, you.
Oh, come on.
Sometimes you do.
How many times have I come in here and been bawling my eyes out while the songs are on and then been chipper as?
I will get to that. I will address. Next, takes pride in presentation. Consistently, I'd say, because you always make me retake the photos for our social media.
Yep.
You always want to, you know, be presenting your best side, which is totally fine. Attempts new and challenging tasks. I'm going to say often. Feb fit, not your bag, but you got out there and you did all those things, so props to you. Respects others and their possessions sometimes. You have pushed over my pen pot on my desk a couple of times. In a little bit of a, it's a little bit of an outburst, but that's fine. Strives to improve consistently. You're always looking to get better, which is great. So they're your attitudes. Do you disagree with any of those?
No, carry on.
Okay.
Carry on, teacher.
General comment. Here we go. Molly has applied herself extremely well to start the radio year, challenging herself while always maintaining working hard to get your positive demeanour right on the air. Not always an easy task, might I say. Molly has been an excellent role model for her peers, showing an almost unhealthy interest in others and general respect for studio and workplace rules. She consistently works to the best of her ability, listens well, is observant, and focuses on her work from 6 to 9 a.m. unless she's working on a Sudoku, which, as an aside, she is also improving at. Occasionally, Molly can seek love, support, and attention from those around her at inappropriate times, but once that is received, she returns to task when reminded. In English, Molly shows beautiful handwriting on the board.
Thank you.
Although she doesn't let me write on the board. She also reads expressively and can do accents well. In maths, well, that's a disaster. We'll just leave that to the side. Some work needed there. Overall, she has been a gift to this studio, and I have thoroughly enjoyed working with and getting to know Molly over the last 4 months. Well done, Molly.
Oh, what a twist of fate. Oh, that's nice.
Do you think Mum and Dad would be proud reading that?
Yeah, I think they'd be proud whatever you wrote. They're those parents.
Oh, should I trash you more? That seems like a missed opportunity.
Yeah, it's like one star. Yeah, but Molly, just think how much room you have for improvement. Have you ever had one of those moments, Damon, where you think to yourself, why did no one tell me about this?
Oh, all the time, for sure.
Like maybe you've got something in your teeth.
Yep.
No one tells you.
Flies undone.
Yeah, that
toilet
sort
paper
of thing.
At the back of your shoe.
Oh, the worst. This might top all of that, though.
Uh-huh. Have I missed an opportunity to tell you something real?
No, you weren't there.
Great. Because I pride myself on being the person that will have that slightly awkward conversation.
I think you would have felt pretty uncomfortable
if
you had to tell me this. So I love vintage jeans.
Okay.
I'm super into them. They're really hard to find the ones that I like because...
So like op shops that you go to or is it like online retailers that are doing like proper...
No, it's always just I find them in really odd places. They're a certain type of Levi jean.
Okay.
Originally I got them in Byron. And I was like, well, this is a once-off.
How bougie.
I know, I know. Anyway, I got home, took my pants off, as you do. I went to fold them and put them back in the drawer. And right across the centre of the bum cheek, there was a ginormous split.
Damn. So you don't know when that split came about?
No, but the funny thing is, this is the second time I've blown out a pair of jeans in the bum.
Dang. Is it your posture? I'm not saying anything about the size of your bum.
I don't know. I mean, we can only assume one thing as to why I'm having a reoccurring issue on multiple pairs of jeans.
You're doing a lot of squats?
No, that's the thing. It's always in the same spot as well. I went to catch up with some friends over the weekend and they've got a little puppy. So obviously you're bending down for that. So I'm wondering if that's what's happened. I've gone down to pat the dog, had a blowout, not noticed.
Damn
and
it, dog.
No one told me.
Well, the fact that you didn't feel it at all is surprising, like, because if you're blowing out the ass on your pants, you think that's probably going to register.
Yeah, but the annoying thing is it's happened twice now.
Is it repairable?
Mum tried to repair my other pair of jeans, but this has happened again.
Dang.
In the freshies.
So really the problem to you?
The problem is me.
I have had a reoccurring issue in pants before where I've worn a hole in my crotch.
Oh, God.
And, it's not as noticeable because, like, we're talking, like, right underneath. And I'm not sure, again, you know, whether it's just wear and tear and for some reason that is the place. But I hold on to it for far too long. Like, I don't want to stop wearing that pair of pants.
Mm.
So, you know, I'm just kind of always sitting very proper, like these together, these together, lest anyone see an area that they shouldn't.
Yeah, well, I'm just happy that I worked this out because I was planning on wearing those jeans to work yesterday. Imagine it.
The fun we could
have
had.
And we've got all the new staff as well.
We've got new people coming. Good morning.
Hello.
Molly, last night, got along to see the Adelaide premiere of Fast and the Furious 9. Now, you were invited to come along with me, but unfortunately, not your thing, which I totally get.
I said, no, thank you.
I totally get it. as an aside, we like kind of chronicling the journeys of me stealing popcorn at these events.
Mm.
They had a sign up last night saying one drink only per person, fair. They did not have such a sign on the popcorn.
How did you pull it off on your own? Did you go back around?
Yeah, it was the old double back. It's my signature move.
Isn't one of the sins greed?
They hand out the smallest box of popcorn. Like, you know when you go to the cinema, like, there's the great hulking one, like the jumbo, and then there's that incy-bincy little one. That's the one that they're handing out. I finished that before the film even started. I needed a double back. That's fair.
Should I say it again? Isn't one of the sins greed, Damon?
Anyway, the Fast and the Furious franchise is not one that I'm well versed in.
Yeah.
You know, there are many films, including spin-offs. This has been like a multi-billion dollar franchise. Like, it has made a hell of a lot of money. And I didn't think that with a film like this, I needed to like dip into the history of it too much. I thought, I can just go along. I know it's one of those films where you can just kind of switch your brain off and enjoy it for what it is. But what it is, like, I think fans of the film are going to, like, franchise, are going to love this film. I'll say that. It's out in cinemas today. But there's not many movies you go along to which, you know, are setting themselves up as an action film, but people in the audience are laughing throughout.
Oh.
Because it's so outlandish. Like, it's so preposterous in the things that happen within the film that you're just like, all right.
Is it meant to be funny?
Yeah, I think the action is meant to be just so crazy and like unrealistic that you just think, you know, oh, all right, we're just watching something great here.
It's my worst type of movie.
Yeah, you would have hated it. Like, there were a couple of times throughout the film where I was like, yeah, Molly would be well glad that she's not here.
Yeah. When I got into bed at 6 o'clock last night, I thought, this is absolutely where I need to be right now.
Uh-huh.
Snuggled up with the electric blanket on. I've just had a lovely cup of tea.
Yep.
some garlic bread with dinner.
Lovely.
I mean, God, I was living that lush life, and I thought, poor Damon, out there, trying to steal popcorn and watch a film that no one cares about. A
lot of screechy wheels, a lot of explosions. Like, there wouldn't have been a lot of room for napping in the cinema. So I just want to say, A, good call to you. B, good call to me for stealing that extra popcorn. I'll continue to do that. And you can catch Fast and the Furious 9 in cinemas from today.
I'm so ready for this. We are playing our first installment of Marketplace Mystery Item.
When I was a kid, there was a few game shows I wanted to be a part of. Top of that list was Wheel of Fortune. Price is Right was definitely in the mix as well.
Deal or No Deal was it for me. I always thought I could be a bit psychic and guess the right briefcase.
The problem with Deal or No Deal is it's not a very skill-based game. A lot of luck involved.
It's whereas the others, intuition-based. Nah, perfect for me.
Nah, intuition's overrated.
Oh, you might as well stab me in my heart.
Big
golly.
Old claim there.
Yeah, I think that's worrying. Let's get to the game because I found an item that I described earlier as the ugliest homewares item I have ever seen with my eyes.
Love this.
Okay, so what it is, Damon, it's a lamp.
Okay.
Callum has put it up. He lives in the CBD.
Okay.
It is called Lighting's Lamp USB Angler Lamp Shark Lamp Handmade Unique Lamp LED Light Home Creative Garden Lie.
Okay.
So I think he's got a bit confused with how you title items, firstly. So that should give you a bit of an insight to Callum and who he is as a person.
So an angler lamp and a shark lamp. Is it like a fisherman with a shark on the line?
So I think what he's done is try to come up with a lot of different descriptive words. But if I was to take over from here and say what it actually is, have you seen Finding Nemo?
Yes, of course.
The scene where they're in the depths of the ocean, and there's that animal.
Oh, the anglerfish.
With the light on its head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then it turns on and it's chasing them around. So the ugly anglerfish.
It's the ugly anglerfish with very sharp teeth, and then coming out the top of its head is the lamp with a light on the end. And it's made out of like a brassy metal, and it's 5.9 inches by 5.1 by 8.6.
Okay, so it's reasonably sizable without being like horrendously large. Okay.
It's got two eyes. What is the lamp worth? You've got three opportunities to correctly guess the price here.
Can I ask you a couple of questions first?
Of course.
Condition of the lamp.
It's new, in good nick.
As new or looks a little bit kind of like worn?
It looks new and it's positioned in this photo behind a plant. So it looks like it was intentionally styled to be there, but it still is horrifying because the teeth are actually made out of nails pointing upward.
Okay, well that's something. So it's not a realistic depiction of an anglerfish. It's a little bit like kind of like materials.
It's just this coppery looking metal with the light.
It's metal.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay. That raises that value a little bit, I reckon. Okay. Do you think that this would be pride of place in any mature home?
Absolutely not.
All right. I'm going to settle on a price of $80. Thank you very much.
Nah.
Down from there? Up from there?
You've just got three guesses. We're not doing scales.
You've got to give me at least a bit of an indication here.
It's cheaper.
Okay. 50.
He's got it.
Oh, that's how it's played. In fact, that's not enough of a celebration. That does it.
I hate that sound effect. Hurts my ears every time. I'm going to show you now the item. Just see if you can describe that to the listeners.
Oh, yeah, okay. So it is very much like a sculptural depiction of an anglerfish. The nails, I think, was the right thing. Oddly, the lamp part is not as realistic as the rest of the fish, which actually took me by surprise.
But is it the ugliest piece of homewares you've ever seen?
Oh, it It's not something I'd want in my home.
No.
It not only would it scare my children, I think it would ensure that we don't have any people wanting to come around to our house.
Yeah, I'll put it up on our socials, guys, so you can have a look, and we'll play another instalment next week. I've got a problem with you. You've been a bit disrespectful to company products.
What have I done?
So here at Grant Broadcasters, we're a big network. And
that's like at the parent company of Power FM.
Yeah. And Grant Broadcasters has decided to gift certain employees new laptops because the laptops that we have, obviously, I mean, well, there's that, but they've been used by a lot of people. They get shuffled around the company at different times. And obviously, there's times when upgrades need to be made. And you and a bunch of others in this building in particular received a swanky new laptop, I reckon a couple weeks ago.
Glory days. It turned up in a box. Maybe like four of us got one on the desk.
Yeah.
We had to call through IT, get that thing set up. Exciting times because, yeah, the old one was like slow and needed some help.
Yep. I was given an old Lenovo that looks the same as the piece of rubbish I have now by our tech here who said, oh, you can have this. And I thought, well, golly.
You are the younger child that gets the hand-me-down.
And I'm not used to that because I am in my family the oldest out of everyone, right? And
that initially did tickle me quite a lot.
And it's fine, whatever. But the thing that annoys me about this is you, Damon, do not use the work laptop at work. You bring from home your Mac and your iPad and you set both of them up at your desk at all times and you have the basketball on one screen, which is I do have a bit of a problem with, and then you have your Mac open and everything's done through the Mac.
Okay, just let me interrupt here. Let me interrupt you for a second. Firstly, NBA playoffs, it's a great time of year. I just have it on silent. Allows me to concentrate while also enjoying some sport. But also, as we noted, the previous laptop was terrible. And so using my own technology worked very well for me.
But in saying this, Damon,
yes,
I looked over at your desk yesterday and you had your brand new laptop while mine over here was making groans and flickering on the screen. You had your brand new laptop you were given by our company.
Yes.
Underneath a pile of dirty dishes from lunch. And I thought, that is just so disrespectful to everyone involved.
Okay. I can't deny that. That did happen. The laptop was operational but closed because I've got a monitor which you can hook it HDMI.
Your monitor wasn't on. We're not telling lies here. I'm not letting you get away with it.
After you shamed me, I turned it on because I felt bad. But
you should feel bad because poor Inga, another person we work with, has a computer that takes 25 minutes to turn
This is not my problem. Like, I did not decide who got the new laptops. I was gifted one. It has a number that's linked to your employee number. I can't help that. I'm sorry. Now, I will also say this. You know, last hour you said this to me.
Isn't one of the sins greed?
Do you know what another sin is, Molly? Envy.
I'll take that on board happily.
It's my laptop. I'll use it how I wish to.
Yeah, for your dirty dishes.
It's 8 on power.
Just unbelievable.
Molly, it's well established on this show that you are not a big fan of running.
No.
Just not having it at all. Even when we had the amazing discovery of our Murray Bridge running man, Todd, that still has not sparked any love of the run in you.
No, it's inspired me a little bit. I have thought about it.
Thought?
Yeah, but I'm like, yoga, running, I'm more of a yoga person.
Hey.
I do see Todd every morning, though, and I give him a beep, and he gives me a wave, and sometimes we send messages back and forth like, oh, good pace this morning.
So if you live on Murray Bridges, Adelaide Road, near the top, and you hear like a faint honk waking you up every morning, that's Molly.
Sorry.
I wonder if this does even less to encourage you to run because a man that has been training for an ultra marathon, that's a 115-kilometre run, Molly. It's very long. In Kaipo Forest, beautiful Kaipo Forest.
I love Kaipo.
He's actually needed surgery after being attacked by four dogs while out on the run on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, I did read about this, and it's quite surprising. I mean, obviously we've heard about dog attacks, over the years. But, yeah, I guess it's surfaced again. It's a really good reminder that if you are a dog owner, unless you are in an area where you can let your dog off the leash, like...
And you know your dog is safely behaved.
Yeah, exactly. Because this man, if you've got the advertiser today... Absolutely check it out because the photos of this are quite graphic. It bit him on the leg.
So we came across two women with four dogs off the leash. A Dachshund was in the mix, a Staffordshire, a Bull Terrier. And they were like gnawing at his legs. And so he's needed surgery. He's bedridden for 2 weeks, which you think is going to like delay the preparation for this ultra marathon.
Yeah, I don't know if he'll run.
Very, very big problem.
We're done. Fire off the next thing.
It's big problem. Dog bite, man hurt, ouch.
What's funny is that before we went to air, I said, is this story that interesting? And you said, no, Molly, I'm going to make it really engaging. And you have, so thank you.
It's a pleasure. I work hard for this job. Molly, you are someone that loves to bring laughter and light to people's mornings. Yesterday, you came in with a brand new game.
Yeah, and we had a lot of fun with it, didn't we? What do we call it again? Marketplace Mystery Item.
Here's a snippet.
We are playing our first installment of Marketplace Mystery Item. Let's get to the game because I found an item that I described earlier as the ugliest homewares item I have ever seen with my eyes.
Love this.
Okay, so what it is, Damon... Uh-huh. It's a lamp. It is called Lighting's Lamp, USB, Angler Lamp, Shark Lamp, Handmade Unique Lamp, LED Light Home, Creative Garden Lie.
You may as well just call it Ugly Fish Lamp. That's what it was.
I don't know why the title was so long. Like, listening back to that was painful, but that is what he wrote down. You know when you see like the name at the top in bold?
Oh, yeah.
It was like an essay.
Open up the search terms. We have had feedback from the Power FM listeners. Some people like the lamp.
Yeah, I know. And it's probably still up. So if you want to get involved, you can on our Instagram page. We thought it would be fun. You know, I bring these items and then you guess the price and then it's, you know, Willy Geller.
Everyone was happy. We walked out. You were telling people... Oh, we played this brand new game. It was great. It was good fun.
Yeah.
Until we ran into a problem, and said problem is the Ride Home host, Craig Pittman. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning to you both.
Molly, I present to you this evidence.
Heard of Facebook?
The Marketplace?
Craig, what is that sound?
That is the opener for a game that we play on the Ride Home on Mondays called Marketplace Mondays, where we put up a local listing and people get to call in on 1300 137 317 and guess the price.
Yeah, that's definitely, it's put together well, isn't it?
It is. Far more production value than we had on ours.
Sounds so fun.
Very similar in concept, Molly.
Yeah. Obviously, I haven't been listening to the Ride Home enough. That's my nap time.
Oh, no. You need to start listening in so you don't end up doing this. I mean, we haven't done it for a couple of weeks, like about a month, I reckon, now, because I have been a little busy behind the scenes, so we haven't been doing the fun stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't. Has the lease on my game gone up and you've just taken it?
We are very wealthy here at Paraffin Breakfast. Lots of cash coming in.
What comes to my mind is that last year, I got into a stoush with SAFM because they stole a segment that we had run at the start of 2019 that they called Biscuit Wars. We called it Battle of the Biscuits. That was another radio station a couple of years later. This was an interstation.
I know.
An interstation stealing.
Thank God that you're cool. I mean, unless you're covering it up and you are really upset on the inside, Craig, but...
Are you cool about it?
I'm a touch, bro. It's a touch broken. No, look, I've had a couple of cops this week because there is actually similar station to what you were saying, Damon, that was also doing a similar thing that I did called 6 second stop, where you have to stop a timer in 6 seconds. They were doing 5 seconds.
Damn. Well,
why is everyone stealing Craig's genius? Why? I mean, we can happily stop. I don't know how well it's gone. We've only done it once. We can sweep this under the rug right now, Craig.
No, I think we just need higher production values, and you just need to accept that when Craig comes in to host, how many answers can he get right before the timer runs out, game? That maybe he'll be showing me a little bit more leniency than yourself.
I just didn't know. It's terrible.
It's all right. Just when you do steal an idea from me, keep the alliteration, please. Marketplace Monday, 6 seconds, stop.
Hug and make up, kids. Craig, always great to see you. I'm sorry we've slighted you so. Yeah. It's power.
I have something I'd like to talk to you about.
Yes.
I am wondering, Damon Adams, if you would like to be one of my emergency contacts.
Okay, interesting. Is this something I can consider?
Yeah, you can take some time to think about it. But it just came into my mind yesterday that if something were to happen to me in the early hours of the morning,
yes,
who would I lean on? It would be you.
We've got your mum and your dad.
Yeah, but they might be asleep.
What about friends?
Damon, this is an emergency. This is someone who I need to help me in a really stressful situation. And we know with the new settings on the iPhone that you can actually set up emergency contacts. So if something were to happen, you can hold down this button on the side of your phone here for 5 seconds, and it makes a really loud sound, and it alerts the authorities and also your emergency contacts. And I thought, well, golly, if anyone should know what's happening to me, it should be Damon Adams.
Here's a question for you.
Yeah.
If you were in some kind of immediate danger or peril or yep. moment of need, am I the person you would want rushing to your side?
I mean, no, but the options are slim at this point in my life, unfortunately.
Okay, well, listen, you've made some good points, and yes, I mean, there are not many people we know that are always up at the times that we are. So
yeah.
I suppose if you must, then pop me in.
You've heard it here, guys.
I can remember I was once on like a friend's holiday in Port Lincoln.
Yeah.
And while I was there, I got really, really sick. I had glandular fever, but didn't know it at the time. And so we'd gone away to this shack and at Farm Beach near Port Lincoln. And we were staying there with some mates, and I got progressively sicker and sicker to the point where, like, there was this one night where I just had to go lie down. And I could hardly breathe. I was making those kind of noises all night. I said to my mates, I think I'm really bad here. They were like, you'll be fine. Sleep it off. Couldn't sleep it off. The next day, I convinced one of my mates, Nate, to take me to the doctors. Mm-hmm. They admitted me to hospital because, like, my fluid levels were so down. Anyway, while he books me in, my mate, Nate, instead of putting my mum or dad as my immediate emergency contact, he puts himself. And so any time that they needed to speak to someone, he got the phone call, and my mum was a bit pissy with him for a little while there. So definitely it's worth asking the question. I digress. I'm happy to be your emergency contact, Molly.
And what a beautiful song to go into as well. This is poetic. This is a moment in our friendship.
Just a note, I don't have you as one of mine.
Oh.
David and Molly, thanks to Harvey Norman, Dutton Road, Mount Barker.
Or is it David?
Okay, we just had Shane Crawford on the show. And this is an interesting thing with a special guest. In fact, I want to make a hard and fast rule with you that do we correct people when they get a name wrong? Take a listen to how Crawf said hello. Shane Crawford, good morning, Crawf.
David, Molly, Sarah, Sam, how good. Best station going around.
Well, the last part's true. I tried, though. I tried to help you out. I was like, Damon.
Yeah, the next question, I did clock that. So well done. And I like you falling in behind there.
I don't know whether to correct people in my real life because this happens a lot. A lot of people call you Damo to me. They're like, and how's Damo going? Because what happens now is it's not how are you going, Molly. It's How's the show? How are you? And it must be what it's like to be in a, you know,
in a long-term,
in a long-term relationship, yeah. Because no one ever just asks about me. It's always, and how's Damo? Is it Damien? No, Damon. Oh, guys, come on.
That situation, though, we're live to wear.
Mm.
Do we have that awkward moment? No, it's not David. Shane Crawford.
I don't know because I don't have a name that people get wrong. So I've never really had to deal with it, so I wouldn't know. But what you're the You're the guy. What, have you done it in the past?
Well, I just don't know. So when this happens... Jay Crawford. Good morning, Crawf.
David, Molly, Power FM, how good? Best station going around.
Yeah, how good, Shane? How good?
Did you see me do a little laugh when he said it? Just a silent one, but it was funny.
Shane Crawford, he's got a strike against his name now. It's not his fault necessarily, but...
I mean, surely he had it written down. Maybe we should have called him something different. Sean, good morning.
The more I listen back to all of the stuff we do on the show, it's just us airing grievances against each other and a little bit of free therapy 4 days a week.
Oh, my God. I need more therapy. I really do.
If this podcast has taught me anything, it's exactly that.
Yeah. What? That we need therapy?
Exactly. Molly, we're going to be back again next week. If you love the podcast, do us a favour. Hit that subscribe button because not only do you get the best of each week, but you get all the little interviews alongside as well, like Adelaide Mail. Those guys are legends. Check them out at adelaidemail.com.
Oh, I forgot to tell you that when I saw Mum last night, she said, that guy,
Dan.
That guy that comes on the show, Molly, that funny guy.
Is she talking about Damon or Dan?
You know, the one from that Adelaide Mail or whatever it is. He is so funny. And I texted Dan last night. Had a bit of a back and forth about it.
He would have loved it. Hey, guys, we'll catch you next week.
Bye. Mwah.